A good Tuesday night to you from Laddie Semple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty College in Yankton, South Dakota. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball this evening. One of just a couple of matches happening inside the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight in terms of volleyball action. The other match is Nebraska Wesleyan versus Concordia. That is happening in Seward, Nebraska. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at Laddie Semple Arena. The Dort College Junior Varsity team in action earlier this evening. They lose to the Mount Marty Lancers 2-1. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they come into tonight's varsity contest sporting a 1-9 conference mark, 5-17 overall, while the Dort College Defenders try to maintain the pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They stand 8-1 in the conference, 18-7 overall, headed into a very important match this Saturday on the road against the Hastings College Broncos, the conference frontrunner at this point. Of course, that game match on Saturday would have some of the luster taken off of it if Dort College was tumble here on the road at Yankton against Mount Marty. Dort College and Mount Marty set to do battle in about 5 minutes. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Take a look at the rivals tonight. The Mount Marty Lancers enter play with a 5-17 overall mark, 1-9 in league play. Mount Marty is 1-5 over its last six matches. Lancers have a conference win over Dakota Wesleyan and non-conference victories over Grace of Nebraska twice and the College of St. Mary and Buena Vista. Mount Marty averages 10.5 kills per contest, and they have a team kill efficiency of 147. Lancers get 13.48 digs per outing and average 1.53 blocks per set. Amanda Dirksen is the lone player with more than 2 kills per set to her credit. She's at 2.14 for the season. Kate Langshot is at 1.88 kills, and Branson Lexi is good for 1.73. Kaitlyn Ilge puts up 6.43 assists per outing and has a team-high 25 ace serves. Courtney Miller averages 2.82 digs per outing, and Dirksen is at 2.68. For the Dort College Defenders, they are 18-7 this season, 8-1 in league play. They had a rough weekend, though, in Bellevue, Nebraska, as they lost 3 in a row on the road this past Friday and Saturday, losing to rated foes in Columbia, and also losing to Taylor, and they also stumbled in the match on Saturday against Viterbo, and that is a school out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Dort College averages 12.24 kills per set with a 2.18 kill efficiency. The defenders average 14.11 digs and get 2.63 points per set off of blocks. Danae Gales is good for 2.61 kills and a 2.73 kill efficiency. Caitlin Sculler is averaging 2.6 kills per set, and Lindsay Flone is good for 2.6 kills and has a 287 kill efficiency. Flowen also leads the team in blocks per set with a 1.19 average. Boy Sarr is the fourth defender with more than 2 kills per set at 2.1, and she is averaging just under 1 block per set. Kayla Gasink is good for 9.32 assists per outing, and she gets to 2.61 digs and has 30 ace serves this year. Kayla Brookhuis gets to 4.1 digs per outing and has 25 ace serves. Janet Van Zandt leads the team in ace serves with 31 and averages 1.9 digs per set. Mount Marty lost to Hastings on Saturday by set scores of 25-20, 25-14, 17, 25, 25, 17. Dirksen and Boyle each had 9 kills, and Ilge put up 19 assists. Robotham had 18. Dort lost a 26-24, 22-25, 18-25, 18-25 decision to Taylor to cap a weekend where they faced 3 rated opponents in less than 24 hours. Megan Krausman and Danae Gales each had 12 kills. Gazing put up 42 assists, with Brookhuis getting 21 digs. Dort College is 24-0 against Mount Marty since 1998. They played earlier in September, back on September the 19th, just about a month ago. Dort College won it 27-25, 25-15, 25-13. Dort was led in the match by Caitlin Sculler with 11 kills. Lloyd Sarr had 9. Jocelyn Bausman and Van Zandt each had 7 digs. Gasing put up 31 assists, and Lindsay Flowen was in on 6 blocks. Dirksen had 7 kills for the Lancers and Ild, 22 assists. After today, Mount Marty will play a pair at home on Friday. Beg your pardon, on Saturday against Mayville State and Valley City State. Dort College will be at home to face Buena Vista Friday night before traveling to Hastings on Saturday for that aforementioned match that could go a long way in deciding the Great Plains Athletic Conference title. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. take a break and be back with more from Laddie Simple Arena right after this. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. Let's begin with the Mount Marty Lancers. First of all, Courtney Miller is a 5'6 sophomore from Mitchell, South Dakota, averaging 2.8 digs per set. Emily Skur is averaging 1.5 kills per outing. She is a 6'2 middle from Elcester, South Dakota. Tina Robotham is a 5'5 senior from Brookings, South Dakota, averaging 3.1 assists and 1.3 digs. Number four is Bailey Kutchdai, a freshman outside hitter from Wynot, Nebraska, and she is averaging 1.6 kills per set. Caitlin Ilg averages 6.4 assists per contest. She is a 5'6 setter from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Let's pause for our national anthem. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening as we get set for volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers moments away from the start of this evening's contest. Junior varsity match ran just a little bit over time as Mount Marty won in three. One sets one and three. Dort College took set number two in that contest. For the Lancers, I was telling you about their lineup. Amanda Dirksen's a 5'8 outside hitter from Kingsley, Iowa. She averages 2.7 digs and 2.1 kills per set. Emily Anderson is number 13. And she averages 1.3 digs per set. Kate Langscheid wears number 14. She's a 6-foot senior from Miller, South Dakota, averaging 1.9 kills. And Lexi Branson is a 5'10 freshman from Elk Point, South Dakota, averaging 1.7 kills per set. For the Dort College Defenders, Jocelyn Bausma is a back row specialist, 1.7 digs per set. She's a junior from Sheldon, Iowa. Caitlin Sculler is a sophomore outside hitter from Orange City, averaging 2.6 kills per set. Kayla Gasink is a sophomore from Sioux Center. She's the setter, averaging 9.3 assists per outing, along with 2.6 digs per set. Lindsay Flohn is a junior blocker from middle blocker from Sioux Center, averaging 1.2 blocks and 2.3 kills. Kayla Brookeis is a back row specialist. She's a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, 4.1 digs per set. Megan Krausman's an outside hitter from Grundy Center, Iowa, averaging 1.6 kills per set. Danae Gales is a right side hitter. She's a senior from Sheldon, 2.6 kills per set. Lois Saar is a middle blocker from Sutton, Nebraska, 1.0 blocks and 2.1 kills. Selene Hahn, back row specialist from Chicago, averaging 1.7 digs. Jana Vincent, back row specialist, 1.9 digs and 31 ace serves. Mount Marty serving to start things, and Caitlin Sculler on the attack hits it into the net. Point Mount Marty, and the Lancers lead it 1-0. 1-0 our score on the attack error by the Dort College Defenders. So the attack error by Sculler, and we are underway, and the serve is long and out of bounds. And the service error gives Dort College the point, and they tie it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score, just underway. Serving for the defenders will be Kim Byard. Byard, a sophomore from Sioux Center, taken by Mount Marty, dumped over, and we've got a back row attack called on the Mount Marty Lancers and Emily Skur. Point Dort College And the Dort College defenders lead it 2-1. 2-1 our score. Serving for Dort College is Byart. Byart this season, 13 ace serves to her credit. Here comes Mount Marty. Set goes outside to the left-hander. Attacking was Kristen Boyle, unable to put it away. Thrown back up towards the net, off of the block. Kayla Gaysink got to it momentarily, unable to keep it in play, though. And a point for the Lancers off of the busted play. Broken play point for the Lancers. They tied up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serving for Mount Marty is Bailey Kuchta. Kuchta, 15 ace serves. And she wears number 4, sends it over low and hard. Sent up too close to the net and pushing it to the sideline for the kill is the Mount Marty Lancers, Kate Langscheid. Langscheid on the overpass puts it away. Short serve and an ace serve. Hahn and Van Zandt both went after it. And Bailey Kuchta gets credit for the ace serve, and Mount Marty has an ace and a 4-2 lead. Off the serve by Kuchta, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gaysink, redirected by Saar, controlled by Mount Marty. They push it over, free ball to Dort College. Gaysink shoots it out wide to Sculler. Sculler down the line with a swing, dug by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. That goes left side, popped over the block, controlled by Dort College. They get it back, left side, Sculler. Sculler up high, hands, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, set left side, through the block and the kill for Amanda Dirksen. Dirksen with the kill. And the Lancers have now scored 3 in a row. So Kuchta has served her team to a 3-point lead. Set goes outside to Sculler, dug up by Mount Marty, pushed towards the net. Blocked, no. Covered by Brookice. Here's the attack by Dort College, and unable to climb the ladder is Lois Saar. And the Lancers take the lead at 6-2 on the attack error by the Dort College defenders. Mount Marty leading 6-2, set number 1. And an ace serve for Kuchta, and Mount Marty gathering momentum. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Not a good start for the Dort College defenders. They trail at 7-2. In set number 1 with the Mount Marty Lancers. Kuchta serve, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gaysink. Quick attack, Saar. Saar with a swing and the kill on the slide to the right. Loy Saar makes it 7-3 with her first kill this evening. So Saar registers the kill. Her first tonight. First kill registered by Dort College. Gaysink serving, so 3 attackers in the front row for the defenders. That goes outside, roll shot, covered by Gales, gets it over to Gaysink, falling away, gets it over to Saar, blocked at the net, covered by Van Zandt, pushed too close to the net, though, and miscommunication that time. And pushing it down for the Mount Marty Lancers is Amanda Dirksen. Dirksen with another kill, and Mount Marty leads it 8-3. Dirksen with the kill, short serve, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gaysink, quick attack, Saar, Saar into the net, Mount Marty leads 9-3. 9-3, our score, Dort College not clicking yet. Lancers serving to the sideline, and it's wide and out of bounds. The serve is wide by Langscheid, and the Dort College defenders get a point off the service error. Well, Dort College has to start chipping away now, trailing 9-4. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma with 27 ace serves to her credit this season, controlled by Mount Marty. Boyle over the top of the block, no touch at the net, point Dort College. So Boyle with the attack error, hit it long and out of bounds. She attacked from the right side that time, the left-hander, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers will throw it outside. Set goes to Amanda Dirksen, and Dirksen is blocked at the net. Dort College back to within 3 at 9-6. Of note this evening, Mount Marty without their head coach, Candace Clymer. She is at home and expecting a child any day now, the way it sounds. So the Lancers going without their head coach, Cody Lucas, is on the bench. Dort College gets a point off a busted play. I believe Megan Krausman figured into that. And the Mount Marty Lancers lead 9-7. Short serve by Bausma, controlled by the Lancers. They attack. Set goes to Boyle. Boyle with a kill. Kristen Boyle with the kill. That snaps the 4-point run by the defenders. And the Dort College defenders trail 10-7. But Dort College has cut what was a 6-point lead in half down to 3 at 10-7. Serving for Mount Marty is Tina Robotham. Robotham's short serve taken by Bausma. Scrambling is Brooke Geis. Gets it over to Krausman. Krausman into the net. Busted play. That didn't look good from the word go. Dort College trails at 11-7. 11-7, Dort College down. And the Lancers have service. Serve into the net. Dort College gets the point back on the service error by Tina Robotham. So Robotham with the service error. Dort College leads, trails, I should say, 11-8. Robotham sets it backside. Down the line, the attack by Dirksen. Dort College able to dig it up. Pushed over the net by Krausman, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Robotham sets outside Dirksen. Dirksen with a kill. Amanda Dirksen with her third kill. Mount Marty leads it 12-8. 12-8 our score. Dirksen with her third kill unofficially. She's now serving. Dirksen's serve to the back line is long and out of bounds, and the two teams trade points. Dort College getting their last 2 points off of service errors. 12-9 Mount Marty, leading by 3, set number 1. Short serve controlled by Dirksen. Gets it to Robotham. Robotham sets it outside to Branson. Branson kept was dug up by Hahn. Dort College pushes it over. Free ball by Mount Marty. Down the line, and we've got a player in the net for the Dort College defenders. Dort College unable to get a point as they scrambled to it. Mount Marty leads 13-9. 13-9 our score, short serve, and Dort College trails 13-10. So Mount Marty with 3 straight service errors. And serving for the defenders will be Ben Zanz. Dort College trailing by 3 in set number 1. We haven't seen any real long volleys yet at this point. Short serve taken by Mount Marty. Robotham throws it outside, and it's blocked out of bounds. Kate Langscheidt will get credit for the kill. Langscheidt with the kill, and for Langscheidt, that's number 2 this evening. Serving is Caitlin Ilg for the Mount Marty Lancers. Ilg with service. Controlled by Hahn. Too close to the net. Mount Marty tries to push it down and there to snuff it out. Kayla Gasing. Gasing got up on the block of after the overpass went over. Gasing able to save Dort College a point on that overpass after the serve. It was Hahn that had the serve reception initially that got too close to the net. Kim Byard diving save. Controlled by Mount Marty though on the free ball. Set goes outside and a kill put down by Kristen Boyle. Boyle with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders trail again by 4 at 15-11. Two teams trading points since Dort College cut it down to 11-8. Gasing dumps it over. Gasing with a kill. Back to 3 at 15-12 for Kayla Gasing. That is kill number 1. She averages about 1 kill per set. She's usually in on about 2 blocks every 3 sets, averaging under a block a set. Gasing serve controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Langscheidt with a swing, and it's saved up and over by Gasing, and it catches the sideline. Point Dort College defenders trail by 2 at 15-13. So Gasing with a block moments ago, then a kill. Now she digs one up, and it finds the sideline. 15-13 our score. Gasing serves sideline, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Boyle. Boyle with the left hand, unable to put it away. Dort College blocked it. Mount Marty covers it. Pushed over the net. Langscheidt with a kill. Beg your pardon, that's Dirksen. Dirksen with a kill. Dort College trims a point off of what was a 3-point lead for just a moment. Now it's back to 3 after it was 15-13. Van Zanten to Gasing. Gasing, Sculler. Sculler, kill. Dort College that time sending Sculler over to the right side, and she attacks from about 5 feet off of the net. Gets that one to find the open space. Dort College trails by 2. Bausma with a jump serve. Short serve controlled by Mount Marty. Set goes backside, Boyle. Boyle off of the block, saved by Gales off the cover. Comes back over to Saar. Saar off speed, covered by Mount Marty. Set right side, Dirksen. Dirksen through the block, covered by Brookeis. Passed over to Gales. Gales tries to put it away. Mount Marty digs it up. Boyle to the back line, saved by Bausma. Brookeis keeps it alive, and that's it. Brookeis unable to send it close enough to the net for Dort College to push it over. And the Dort College defenders trail 17-14. 17-14 our score. Mount Marty has service. This is Tina Robotham. Mount Marty up by three. Managing to hold Dort College off thus far. And another free point for Dort College as Mount Marty has a service error. Robotham with the service error for Dort College. Four of their last 9 points have come off of service errors by Mount Marty. Gazing gets it over to Flohn. Flohn to Gales. Gales cross-court kill. Dort College back to within a point at 17-16. Danae Gales with a first kill. Dort College has gotten their points in a variety of ways tonight. Serving into the net is Brookeis. So Brookeis with the service error. And the defenders trail 18-16. Serve taken by Brookeis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Gales. Gales blocks up the net down on Mount Marty's side point, Dort College. And Gales has back-to-back kills for the defenders. Danae Gales with her second kill. Defenders trail by one at 18-17. Serving is Selene Hahn, the freshman from Chicago, controlled by Mount Marty. Set comes back right side over the top of the block. The attack by Branson. Dort College setting up. Set goes outside Krausman. Blocked by Mount Marty. Covered by the defenders, though. They throw it right to Flohn, and Flohn on the slide ties it up. Lindsay Flohn with the kill, her first. We're tied up 18-18, our first tie since it was 2-2, and Hahn sends it long and out of bounds. So the service error by Hahn gives Mount Marty back the lead at 19-18. College battling back from what was a 6-point deficit early, controlled by the defenders. Brookeis gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Krausman. Krausman with a tip, covered by Robotham. That goes outside into the tape, and we've got four contacts on Mount Marty, and Bailey Kutch to that time, unable to get it over the tape. And we are tied up 19-19. The attack error by Kutchta, resulting in the third tie of the set. Marty still has both timeouts remaining. Dort College has used one. Van Zanten serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes outside, pushed to the sideline and wide on and out of bounds. Dort College has their first lead in a while, and Mount Marty needs a timeout. Timeout charged to the Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College with a lead. Mount Marty pushes it too close to the net. Dort College tries to push it back. Mount Marty returns the favor. Here comes Dort College on the attack. Sculler blocked. Dort College reloads. That goes to Flohn. Flohn with a tip and the kill. Flohn with the kill. Lindsay Flohn gives Dort College a 21-19 advantage. Mount Marty still has a timeout remaining if they desire to use one, trailing by two. Served by Van Zanten. Overpass. Here's Flohn. Flohn with the kill on the overpass. Lindsay Flohn with her third kill of set number one unofficially, and Dort College leads it 22-19. Might want to use timeout number two here, and Mount Marty will. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College leading by three. Back with more after this. 22-19, Dort College by 3. Closing in on a win here in set number 1. Dort College trailed early by as many as 6 at 9-3. Menzant short serve controlled by Dirksen. They get the return set to over the top of the block. That's Kutched on the attack. Dort College returning the favor, and Flown with another kill. Lindsay Flown with her third kill in a row. She's got 5 for the evening. Dort College leads at 23-19. Menzant with service. Menzant served down the line, taken by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, set right side over the top of the block. Brookheis got her hands on it to slow it up. Dort College will pass it over. They live to play another pass over the net. Controlled by Mount Marty, punched over the net, saved by Menzant. Free ball, Dort College. Backside, right side over to Flown. Flown, another kill. Lindsay Flown with her fourth kill in a row. Dort College leads 24-19. Mount Marty has used both of their timeouts. And Dort College is serving for the set. Van Zandt served down the line, taken by the Lancers. That goes to the middle, through the block, covered by Hahn, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Sculler. Sculler off high hands, no. They say no touch at the net. Point, Mount Marty. So Sculler with the attack error. 24-20 our score. Serving for Mount Marty is Caitlin Ilg. Ilg with service. And Ilg serve. Van Zanten gets to it, pushes it over the net, and that's an ace serve for Ilg. Caitlin Ilg with her first ace serve this evening. Dort College leading 24-21. Serve taken by Hahn, too close to the net. Mount Marty with a free ball. Here they come. Set goes outside. Boyle. Boyle with a kill. Kristen Boyle with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout, leading 24-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College exhausts timeout number 2. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvett, Orange City, Hull, Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Ilg with service, her team trailing 24-22. They need to score at least 2 more points in a row. They've scored 3 in a row already to force it from 24-19 to where we stand right now. Ilg serve, taken by Vincent, gets it over to Giesink. Giesink outside wide to Sculler. Sculler unable to put it away. Mount Marty scrambling. This will be pushed over the net. Free ball. Brookheis to Giesink. Slide. Flown. Flown with a kill. Dort College's last 5 points of set number 1 recorded via kills by Lindsay Flown. And the Dort College defenders win set 1, 25-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with set number 2 from the Laddie Semple Arena, Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, Dort College rides the hot hitter in set number 1 as Lindsay Flown got going late in set number 1, and she scores the last 5 points of the set on kills for the defenders. And the defenders win set 1, 25-22, after trailing at 1.9-3. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By the Van Engelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. the beginning of a busy week for the Dort College athletic teams. Coming up later this week, Friday night, Dort College volleyball at home with Buena Vista. Hockey team will open up the home portion of their schedule on Friday and Saturday. Women's and men's soccer at home with the Doan College Tigers Saturday afternoon. Dort College soccer in action earlier today. The women losing by a score of 2-0. The men winning 5-0. Dort College men improved to 5-2 in the GPAC with that victory today. Jenna Vincent to serve it up for the defenders. Dort College leading in sets 1-0. Passed over the net by Dirksen. Controlled by Dort College. Here they come. Gasing throws it outside. Sculler. Sculler into block. Point. Mount Marty. Mount Marty leads it 1-0 on the block. Serving for the Lancers will be Bailey Kuchta. Kuchta's serve. Taken by Vincent. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Brookice. Has to push it over. Dort College on the missed timing. Comes back left side. Blocked at the net was the Lancers' Dirksen. Here comes Mount Marty and pushed over the net. And the ball hits outside the antenna. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College volleyball with the point and service. Kristen Boyle made contact with it and sent it into the net outside the antenna. That's outside of play. And the Dort College defenders tied up at 1-1. Serve controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set comes right side. Off high hands and a kill for the Lancers. Katie Langscheidt. Langscheidt with the kill. 2-1, Mount Marty in front. Serving for the Lancers will be Langscheidt. Langscheidt serve to the back line. Controlled by Van Zanten, middle back. They go back to Van Zanten on the attack from behind the spike line. Mount Marty digs it up. Boyle into the net. We're tied up 2-2. Boyle that time off balance, hits it into the net squarely. And the Dort College defenders tied up 2-2 with Mount Marty here in set number 2. Serving Gasing down the line, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, set outside Dirksen, blocked at the net, and it's on the line. Point Dort College, Gasing and Saar, beg your pardon, Gales and Saar with the block. So Gales and Saar team up for the block. Set number 2, Dort College leads 3-2. Gasing serve controlled by Mount Marty. Blocked at the net was the Lancers' Lexi Branson. Dort College on the attack now. Right side Gales. Gales off high hands. Dug up by Mount Marty. Pushed into the net by Dirksen. Now over. Dort College will attack. Comes back over to Saar. Saar with a kill. Saar with the kill. Dort College leads it 4-2. 4-2. Dort College serving Gasing. Kayla Gasing served down the line. Taken by the Lancers and Kuchta. Comes back over to Boyle. Boyle blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Dort College getting the block up. That's Sculler. And Saar with the block. Dort College leads 5-2. Controlled by Mount Marty. That's Dirksen. Set goes outside. And Lexi Branson with a kill. Branson attacking from the left side. Dort College unable to close the block. Dort College leads 5-3. Serving for Mount Marty is Tina Robotham. Robotham with service. And Robotham serve controlled by Vincent. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back right side. Sculler. Sculler with a kill. Sculler with the kill, and for Caitlin Sculler, that's number 1 for the night unofficially for her. Dort College entered play today 8-1 in the conference, 18-7 overall, looking to snap a 3-match losing skid. Now, your 3-match losing skid and you panic. Pushed over the net by Dirksen. Dort College keeps it alive, and 4 contacts called on the defenders. Those 3 losses last weekend came to 3 very good Columbia, rated 3rd in the country at the time. The Turbo, rated 19th in the country at the time. And Taylor, rated 24th in the country. Pushed over the net by Krausman. Saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set goes to the middle. And a kill put down by Lexi Branson. Her second. Mount Marty has cut the lead down to 6-5. 6-5 our score. Mount Marty led early in set number 1. Dort College came roaring back. used a 5-point run to go from down 19-18 to up 24-19. The pass goes up into the rafters. Mount Marty able to attack out of it. Gales gets to it. Pushed over the net by Bausma. Free ball, Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Outside it goes Kuchta. Kuchta off high hands in the kill. Bailey Kuchta with her first kill this evening. We're tied up 6-6. Kuchta with the kill. We're tied up at 6-6. Tie number 3 of set number 2. Short serve taken by Saar. Gets it over to Gaysink. Left side to Krausman. Krausman into the net. Point, Mount Marty. Mount Marty has scored 4 points in a row. The attack error that time by Krausman, resulting in a point. Mount Marty scoring 4 points in a row. And they've taken the lead at 7-6. Bausma to Gaysink. Gaysink to Saar. Saar blocked at the net. Point, Mount Marty. Mount Marty gets the point on the block by Skur. And the Door College defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout charged to the defenders. 8-6 Mount Marty leading. Mount Marty scored 5 in a row and 6 of the last 7. Back with more after this. And the Door College defenders back to within a point at 8-7. Serving is Brookite. Overpass blown, puts it down. Mount Marty scrambles to it. Pushed over the net. Free ball. That's Rosie Esparza who got to it. The libero set outside Krausman. Krausman over the block. Mount Marty scrambles. They get to it. Block put up by the defenders again. Mount Marty will get to it one more time. Passed over the net. Free ball. Gales. Gaysink. Stutz middle. Flown. Blocked at the net. Saved by Brookice. Kept it alive. Now here's Krausman with a roll shot and the kill. Kept it alive long enough, and they set it outside to Megan Krausman. And Krausman made something out of what looked like maybe another free ball opportunity. And we're tied up at 8-8. Tie number 4. Upset number 2. Dirksen from behind the spike line, unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College attacking. Gales. Gales blocked at the net. Point, Mount Marty. So Gales gets blocked. And Mount Marty has taken the lead back at 9-8. Serving for Mount Marty is Christy Tesmer. Tesmer with service. And she will jump serve from the middle. Controlled by Brookice to Gaysink. Quick attack. Flown, and Flown's going to be called for a lift. Flown called for the lift. R1, Jenny Malsom, quick on that call. And from my vantage point, high above the Laddie Simple Arena floor. Looks like a very viable call. Set goes left side over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. I like that matchup right now for the defenders on the outside. Let's see if they keep going to it. Krausman registers her third kill all here in set number 2. These are my count. Haven't received the official stats in between sets here this evening. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Hahn serve is wide and out of bounds. Point, Mount Marty. So Hahn with the service error. Dort College trails 11-9. Set number 2, Dort College 1, set 1, 25-22. Ilg with service, taken by Brookice. Gaysink has to bump, set it back towards the middle of the net. Controlled by Flown, she pushes it over. Mount Marty attacking, set goes to the middle, and a kill for the Lancers and Kate Langscheidt. Langscheidt with a kill, and Mount Marty back in front by 3. Dort College, a fast start, got up 5-2 and kind of lulled to sleep after that. Hahn to Gaysink. Gaysink right side, Flown. Flown with a tip over the block, covered by Esparza. And the overpass put down by Krausman. Krausman with her fourth kill here of set number 2. She checks out of the match. She scored the last 4 points for the defenders. Dort College trailing 12-10. Jenna Van Zanten serve controlled by the Lancers. Throw it to Dirksen. Dirksen from behind the spike line. Dort College gets the block up. Here comes the Mount Marty again. Tipped over the neck. Covered by Dort College and flown outside Sculler. Sculler over the block. Kill. Last 5 points for the defenders have come from their outside attackers. Caitlin Sculler with her second kill of the evening. Jenna Van Zanten with service. Van Zanten short serve. Controlled by Mount Marty. They keep it alive. Get it over to Boyle. Boyle with the kill. Kristen Boyle with a fourth kill of the evening. Serving for Mount Marty is Kuchta. Kuchta with service. Taken by Hahn, gets it over to Giesink. Right side, Flown. Flown off speed, covered by Mount Marty. They set outside. This time it's Dirksen. Dirksen with a kill. 14-11. Serving for Mount Marty is Bailey Kuchta. Serve into the net, Point Door College. So Kuchta with the service error. Back in set number one, Mount Marty gave Dort College three straight points on service errors. That kept Dort College right in the thick of things. Byert with serve, controlled by Mount Marty, pushed to the back line. Saved by the defender. Set goes outside. Sculler. Sculler tools it off of the block for the kill. Sculler with her third kill this evening, attacking from the outside. Bangs it off of the high hands and out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. Byert with another serve on the way. Taken by Esparza. Mount Marty. And the miss, the set error by the Lancers. That was Ilg, sent it too high to the outside, intended for Dirksen, and we're tied up 14-14. So the set error, rarely do we see one that blatant, but that was well out of the reach of Dirksen. Boyle with the kill over the top of the block. Kristen Boyle with her fifth kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-14. Serving for the Lancers will be Langscheidt. Langscheidt from the middle of the service area, taken by Hahn, gets it over to Giesink. Giesink on the quick attack, that is, to Saar. We're tied up at 15-all. Loy Saar with her second kill. Knotted up 15-15. Serving is Giesink. And Giesink rolls it over, controlled by Mount Marty. They'll set outside, and the swing into the net by Lexi Branson. And Dort College takes the lead at 16-15 on the attack error. 16-15, Dort College. First lead since it was 6-5. And banging it off of the block for the kill is Boyle. Boyle with her sixth kill. And we're tied up again at 16. Tie number 7 of set number 2. Serving for the Lancers is Robotham. Robotham with a jump serve. Goes cross court, taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. Giesink comes back over to Gales. Gales off speed, covered by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set goes outside, blocked at the net. Mount Marty, Dort College, sends it back over, and we've got a double contact called on Bailey Kuchta. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 7-16. Two hits called on Kuchta. Ball handling error. Serving is Bausma. So Bausma sends it over. Dort College doesn't have an ace serve yet to their credit tonight. That goes outside, and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Emily Skurr. 17-17, tie number 8. Amanda Dirksen with service. Dirksen's serve is going to go long and glances off of the head of Kayla Brookice, out of bounds, and the Lancers get an ace serve. Dirksen with the ace. Pushed over the net by Saar, controlled by Mount Marty, through the block, covered by Brookice, too close to the net, and putting it down is Bailey Kuchta. 19-17, Dort College. Down by two. Serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Giesink. Giesink to Gales. Gales hits it long and out of bounds. Mount Marty now in the driver's seat at 20-17. Gales with the attack error. Dort College trails 20-17. Mount Marty trying to even the match up at one set apiece. Back with more after this. Lexi Branson off an overpass. Registers another kill, and the Dort College defenders reeling right now in set number 2. 21-17, they trail. Set outside, Krausman. Krausman wide and out of bounds, 22-17. Well, when it went bad here in set number 2, it went bad in a hurry. 6 points in a row for the Lancers. Checking in will be Velgersdijk. So Kylie Velgersdijk in for Krausman. Krausman Goes to the bench. Velgersdijk is in. Comes back over to Gales. Gales for the kill. North College's serve receive. Really lacking in this last series. Finally snapped the string of points. Third kill for Gales. Here comes Mount Marty. Attack right side through the block and a kill. And Mount Marty's got the momentum squarely behind them now. Emily Skurr with the kill. Skurr with the kill. It's 23-18. Mount Marty trying to even this match up at one set apiece. Short serve taken by Gales. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Velgersdijk. Pushes it over the net. Saved by Mount Marty. Set left side and into the net. Point, Dort College. Bailey Kutchta serve, hits it into the net. And the defenders trail by four at 23-19. 23-19. Serving for the defenders will be Hahn. So Selene Hahn with serve, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, set right side off high hands, controlled by Gasing, kept it alive. Sloan pushes it to the back corner. Mount Marty covers it, set left side, Kutchta. Kutchta down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds, point, Dort College. So Kutchta with another hitting error. Dort College trails 23-20. Dort College trying for the comeback late. Trailed 22-17 at one point. Served to the sideline, controlled by Mount Marty. Set goes to the middle, off high hands, joust at the net, pushed back, Mount Marty scrambling. Gasing will send it back to the middle to Flohn. Flohn, right side, Velgersdijk. Velgersdijk blocked at the net, now pushed over, free ball by the Lancers. Gasing off the, gets it from out of the rafters. Velgersdijk with the off speed, saved by the defenders. Hahn to Gasing. Gasing with a kill. Gasing with the kill. Kayla Gasing with her second kill, and the Dort College defenders have trimmed the lead down to 23-21. Back with more after this. 23-21, Dort College back to within two here in set number two. After trailing by as many as five at 22-17, and five again at 23-18, they've scored three in a row. Selene Hahn with serve. Controlled by the Lancers, overpass. Velgersdijk with a swing covered by Mount Marty. They scramble to it. This will be a free ball pushed over by Dirksen. Saved by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Flohn with another kill. And for Lindsay Flohn, her eighth kill. And the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 23-22. Delane Hahn, knuckleball serve, taken by the Lancers. Set goes to the middle, over the block, saved by Hahn, pushed over the net by Gasing, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers with a down ball, saved by Bausma. Comes back left side over to Velgersdijk. Velgersdijk off balance, Mount Marty able to get to it. Set goes outside, Kutchta. Kutchta with a swing, dug by Dort College. Down ball by Hahn, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, no. Into the net, point Dort College, and the defenders have tied it up 23-23. Busted play. Dort College has tied it up 23-all with 5 points in a row. And Dort College forces Mount Marty to call another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodebor is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Well, one of these two teams will be at set point after this serve. Selene Hahn with service. So Hahn eyeballs things, and the freshman sends it over. Short, controlled by Esparza. Mount Marty attacking. Kutchta over the block and hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. Mount Marty wanted the touch call. There was no touch at the net. So Kutchta with the attack error, served by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, pushed over the net, and we've got a back row attack called on the Lancers in the Dort College close set number two. with an 8-point run. You don't see that every day. And the North College defenders on a back row attack register the set point, and they win set 2, 25-23. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We've got an extended break now. Let's take it. We'll be back with more right after this.
What?
York College closes set 1 with a 7-point run. Beg your pardon, set 2 with a 7-point run. And they win set 2 by a final score of 25-23. You don't always get what you deserve in that one. Dort College probably didn't deserve to win it. Mount Marty outplayed Dort College for much of set number 2, but the defenders kick it into gear. And it was with Selene Hahn in the service area. Mount Marty, as Dort College got on that run, things got pretty tight for the Lancers, and the Lancers' last 3 points surrendered came off of a busted play, an attack error, and a back row attack called on the setter. And that's how we arrive at set number 3, with Dort College leading in sets, 2-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Earlier today, the Dort College defenders soccer teams in action. The Dort College women lose a 2-0 decision. Dort College outshot in that one 27-4. Dort College was outshot on goal 14-2. In men's soccer play, the Dort College defenders improve to 9-6 overall, 5-2 of the conference, with a 5-0 win over the Chargers. Goals by Josh Brinkerhoff, Brady Van Hollen, David Miedema, David Riley, and Jeff McClellan make it a 5-0 final. What does that do for the men's soccer team in terms of their standings? They are now in second place. And they have the tiebreaker on the Midland Warriors in second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference right now. Both are 5-2. Hastings is the number one team in the conference. They're undefeated at 7-0. Dort College will close the season on the road at Hastings 1 week from this Saturday. For the Dort College volleyball team coming up the remainder of the week, Dort College on the at home with Buena Vista on Friday night. No junior well, the junior varsity match is a contest with an alumni squad. That is at 6 o'clock. They're actually going to get started at about 5:45 on Friday night. And the varsity match will follow at about 7:30. Dort College volleyball on the road Saturday afternoon. They'll be at Hastings. 3 o'clock start time for the junior varsity match there. 4:30 start time for the varsity match. Dort College soccer also at home on Saturday afternoon, 1 and 3 o'clock start times as they take on the Doan College Tigers, and Dort College football at home on Saturday afternoon as they'll be facing Dakota State non-conference play. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear that on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College cross country, women's and men's teams traveling here to Yankton, as they'll be taking part in the Mount Marty invite. That'll be the final tune-up for the Dort College defenders as they are scheduled to run in the GPAC Championships 2 weeks from this Saturday. And from there, see if Dort College can get any national qualifiers through to the NAI National Championship meet in Vancouver, Washington, another 2 weeks after that in mid to late November. Dort College Blades hockey team at home this weekend as well. They'll face off at 7:30 on Friday night. And it's a 4:15 face-off Saturday afternoon at the Vernon Arena at the All Season Center in Sioux Center, Iowa. Dort College leads this match 2-0 by virtue of 2 come-from-behind victories. 25-22, the final in set one. 25-23, the final in set number two. Set number three will begin in 2 minutes. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Serve taken by the defenders. We're underway. Set backside over to Van Zandt. Van Zandt off high hands for the kill. Jana Van Zandt with the kill from behind the spike line. And the North College defenders lead 1-0. 1-0 our score. Set number three. Serving for the defenders will be Kim Byard. Byard with service. And Kim lines it up, sends it over. Lancers scrambling. Kutchto with a swing, dug by Byard, passed over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Sculler. Sculler with a kill. 2-0 our score. Sculler with her fourth kill unofficially. And the defenders lead at 2-0. Well, Marty has been in control, what we could call control of both sets up to this point. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Set comes outside Boyle. Boyle blocked at the net. Mount Marty reloads, jumped over the net, saved by Hahn, controlled by Mount Marty, though. Here's the attack by Kutchta, and Kutchta blocked but out of bounds, and Kutchta will get credit for the kill. Bailey Kutchta with her third kill unofficially. North College leads 2-1. Serving for the Lancers will be Kutchta. Kutchta sends it over, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing Saar blocked at the net, covered by Gasing, kept it alive, got it over to Sculler, back over to Gasing. Gasing pops it over the net, controlled by Mount Marty, off of the block and the kill for Dirksen. Dirksen with her fifth kill, and we're tied up 2-2. College has not made it easy this evening. Passing probably not as sharp as you would like to see at this point of the season. Gasing goes backside over to Van Zandt again. Van Zandt dug up by Esparza. Here come the Lancers off of the block, covered by North College. Set outside Sculler now. Sculler off high hand, saved by Gasing, kept alive. Down ball by Brookice, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking. Set comes back over to Boyle. Boyle with a kill. Boyle with the kill. Her seventh unofficially. Serving for the Lancers is Kutchta, controlled by Hahn, gets it over to Gasing, comes back right side over to Saar. Saar with the kill. Saar with the kill, and for Loy, that is her fourth kill. We're tied up 3-3. Serving is Gasing. Gasing, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers will attack. Set comes back over to Dirksen. Dirksen dug up by Gasing, but into the net, not a bounds. Point Lancers. Lancers lead at 4-3. Serve taken by Van Zandt. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Saar. Saar with a kill. Loy Saar with another kill. She's got five. And the defenders have tied it up at 4-4. 4-4 our score. Serving is Bausma. So Bausma sends it over. And an ace serve. First ace of the night for the defenders. York College leads at 5-4. Bausma with her 28th ace serve this season. Second on the team to Gasing. Controlled by Mount Marty. Overpass too close to net. And Gales puts it away. Danae Gales with the kill. She's got her fourth, and the defender lead is 6-4. 6-4 our score, Bausma serving. And Bausma serve, taken by Esparza. Mom Marty scrambles, pushed over the block, covered by Brookice. One-hand stab save, comes back over to Gales. Gales down the line, pushed back over the net by Mount Marty, and we've got a lift called on the Lancers and Amanda Dirksen. North College leads 7-4. So the lift on Dirksen. York College leading 7-4. Jump serve by Bausma, taken by Esparza. Mount Marty attacks, set left side, blocked at the net was Mount Marty's Lexi Branson. Point York College. York College leads 8-4. Timeout. Mount Marty back with more after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The York College defenders with the lead at 8-4 in set number three. Mount Marty not wasting any time this set, using a timeout. Bausma serve taken by Esparza. Mount Marty attacking. Boyle over the block. Slowed up at the net. Bausma got to it. Now Brookice with a down ball. Nearly drops in. Mount Marty pushed over the net. Saved by Saar. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Gales. Gales goes cross court. Dug up and over. Free ball to our College. Brookhouse, Gaysink. Quick attack. Saar. Blocked at the net. Mount Marty. Covered by at the net by Boyle. Nearly drops in again. Mount Marty scrambling. Pushed over the net. Gales saves it, but too close to the net. And putting it down for the Lancers is Tristan Boyle. So Boyle on the broken play gets the kill. 8-5, Dort College. Defenders leading by three in set number three. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back and nobody home. Dort College went to a set play. Saar was up at the net. Krausman was circling behind. I saw Krausman and Brookhouse get tangled up. And as it is, the ball drops to the floor. Mount Marty with the point. Brookhouse to Gaysink. Gaysink, Saar. Saar, kill. Boy, Saar with a kill. She's got six. And the defenders lead 9-6. Serving for the defenders is Brookhouse. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set comes right side. And a kill for the Lancers and Emily Skurr. Skurr with her third kill. Skurr with a kill. Dort College leading 9-7. Dirksen has service. And Amanda Dirksen will send it over. The hard right-handed serve. Too long, out of bounds. Point Dort College. Dirksen with the long serve. Out of bounds. Dort College leads 10-7. Hahn serve. Back at Dirksen, controlled by the Lancers. Set comes outside and cross-court kill for Bailey Kutchta. Kutchta with the kill. Mount Marty trailing 2-0. Dort College leading set number 3, 10-8. Mount Marty has serves. This is Christy Tesmer. Set outside, Krausman. Krausman off high hands, dug by Tesmer. Set comes left side, Kutchta, blocked at the net. And a point for the defenders. So Dort College puts the block up. They lead it now 11-8. 11-8 our score. Serving is Van Zanten for the defenders. And Van Zanten. Knuckleball taken by Kutchta. That left side, Branson blocked at the net. Mount Marty attacking again. Pushed over the net, free ball, Van Zandt to Gaysink. Gaysink out wide, Sculler. Sculler hits the antenna, point Mount Marty. Sculler hits the antenna on the attack, and the Dort College defenders trail a lead, I should say, 11-9, beg your pardon. Kaylin Ilge with service, controlled by Van Zandt, comes back over to Flohn. Flohn hits it long and out of bounds. Point Mount Marty, and the Lancers back to within a point at 11-10. 11-10 our score off the attack error by Flohn. Ilge serving, taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink out wide to Sculler. Sculler off speed, pushed up and over on the dig by Mount Marty. Dort College reloads. Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Lindsay Flohn, unofficially 9 kills this evening. She attacks out of the middle that time and hits it over the top of the block. Defenders lead 12-10. Mount Marty has used one timeout already. Byard serves into the net. So a service error by Dort College. And the Lancers trail 12-11. Kutchta serving, short, taken by Brookhouse, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back to Saar. Saar off speed in the kill. Saar actually mistimed her jump that time and was able to send the ball over the block. And the Lancer back row players too far back. They couldn't get back to it as it dropped just behind the spike line. Lancers will attack, set left side, Dirksen. Dirksen with a kill. Amanda Dirksen with her sixth kill. And the two teams continue to trade points back and forth. Mount Marty serving. Nobody's been able to string points together last while. Langscheidt with service toward College. Tapped over, tapped right back by Mount Marty. Pushed over the net by Gasing, controlled by Mount Marty. Set Dirksen. Dirksen blocked. Dirksen pushes it back over. Free ball toward College. Comes back over to Flone. Oh, pardon me, Saar. Saar with a swing, and we've got a lift called on the Lancers and Caitlin Ilg. Ilg called for the lift. Toward College leads 14-12. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Bausma serve into the net, point Mount Marty. Wondor College doing what Mount Marty did in set number one, and that is give the opponent some free points off service errors. There was a string of three in a row at one point in set number one by Mount Marty. Serve taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back set to Gales. Gales has to go to the antenna and hits the antenna with her attack. We're tied up 14-14. First time it's been tied since it was 4-4. Mount Marty, again, threatening here in set number three. North College has been able to weather those threats. Pushed over the net by Brookice. Now slowed up at the net on the overpass. Saar got up to challenge it. Set goes over to Gales. Gales with a swing. Somebody was in the net. No call made. Pushed over the net again. Brookice gets it over to Gasing. Outside wide, Straussman. Straussman with a swing. Dug up and over to North College. Another free ball. Saar comes right side. Gales. Gales tip and a kill. The North College retakes the lead at 15-14. Danae Gales with her fifth kill. And the defenders lead by a point. 15-14 in set number three. Brookice serve over the net. Controlled by Mount Marty. They scramble, and this could be an ace. It will be an ace. Brookice with the ace serve, and North College has a two-point cushion back at 16-14. Second ace serve of the night by the defenders. First one tonight by Brookice, her 26th of the season. Overpass, and Flone is there to put it away. Flone with the kill, her 10th. And the defenders lead at 17-14. 17-14, our score. Serving is Brookice. Brookice catches the tape and rolls over. Ilg goes right side, Dirksen over the block. Dug by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Right side, Gales. Gales kill. Gales with the kill. She's got six. And Mount Marty has used another timeout. North College has scored 4 points in a row, and they trail 18 to 14. Lancers call the timeout, trailing by four. Back with more after this. Serving for the defenders will be Brookice. Brookice, the junior from Edgerton, lines it up, sends it over, and controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers will attack. Set goes outside, and dumping it into the net is Emily Skurr, point North College. And the defenders lead it now 19-14. North College closing in on a sweep win, but it's North College does get the sweep. It'll be anything but routine. Lancers, down ball, and a kill for the Lancers, and Amanda Dirksen. Dirksen with her seventh kill, stops the run of points for North College at five. North College leads 19-15. Dirksen now taking her turn serving, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, Gasing to Flone. Flone goes middle, controlled by Mom Marty on the dig. Down the line and hitting it wide is Bailey Kutch to Point Dort College. Dort leads 20-15. An attack error by Kutch. Serving for the Lancers, I beg your pardon, for the defenders will be Hahn. Lancers set for serve receive, and Dirksen lets it go wide and out of bounds. And another service error by the defenders, this time by Selene Hahn, and the defenders lead 20-16. Well, Marty has shown they can score points in streaks this evening. So have the defenders. Gasing outside wide. Kraussman. Kraussman on the sideline for the kill. Kraussman with the kill, and for Megan Kraussman, that's number five this evening. North College leads it 21-16. College has things pointed in the right way now. Earlier this evening, not so much, but the defenders able to weather that. Here's the set right side off high hand, saved by Brookice, but out of bounds, point Mount Marty. The kill for Emily Skurr, 21-17, Nord College down four, up four, I should say. Nord College wants a timeout. 21-17, Nord College by four. The defenders use a timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nord College leading set 3, 21-17. Leading in sets, two sets to nothing. Flown tips it to the back corner, and Flown with a kill. Lindsey Flown with another kill for the Dort College defenders, and the defenders lead 22-17. Lindsey Flown, double digits in kills this evening for the defenders. Serving for Dort College is Kim Byard. Byard floats it over, taken by the Lancers. Ilg throws it outside to Boyle. Boyle over the top of the block, diving save by Byard. No. The kill registered by Boyle. 22-18. So Boyle with the kill. Defenders lead it by four. Short serve taken by Van Zandt. Gets it over to Gaysink. Now to Saar. Saar with a swing. Pushed up and over. Here's Van Zandt. Back over to Gaysink. Gaysink left side. Sculler. Sculler off high hands. Controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty on the attack. Set comes left side. Big swing and a kill for Amanda Dirksen. Dirksen with eight kills. North College used a timeout. Up 21-17. They've still got one remaining. Serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink out wide to Sculler. Sculler off of the block for the kill. College leads 23-19. Caitlin Sculler, unofficially her fifth kill this evening. Dort College closing in on win number 19 this season. And their ninth win to the conference in 10 tries. Lancers attack. Here's the kill for Dirksen. And it's 23-20. So Mount Marty refusing to fade that easily. Dirksen with her ninth kill. Dirksen keeping her team in it. Comes back over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Gales. Gales pops it over the block, and we've got a player in the net for Mount Marty. Point Nord College. Net violation on the Mount Marty Lancers, and Nord College now serving for the set and the match. College in position to take the sweep win. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers set over to Boyle. Boyle off high hands, controlled by Brookice. Gaysink has to race after it, keeps it in play. Back over to Gales. Gales pushes it over. Free ball Mount Marty. Lancers pushed over the net, and it's on the back corner, and the kill. Dirksen with the kill. Amanda Dirksen with her 10th kill. Dort College still on set and match point. Serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink right side, Gales. Gales on the run, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set goes left side over the top of the block. That was Dirksen. Dort College attacking. Back over to Saar. Saar with a swing. Now pushed back over by Krausman on the joust. Controlled by Mount Marty. Dirksen with a down ball. Off high hands. Controlled by Bausma. Too close to the net. And a kill for the Mount Marty Lancers and Dirksen. Dirksen with her fourth straight kill. Mount Marty has scored their last 4 points. Dort College leads 24-22. Mount Marty serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Saar. Blocked at the net. Picks it out herself after she got blocked. Comes back over to Gales. Gales cross court. Dug up and over and out of bounds. Point Dort College. And the defenders win by a final score of 25-22. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's volleyball match from the Laddie Semple Arena, Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. Dort College survives some scares this evening as they defeat the Mount Marty Lancers 25-22, 25-23, 25-22. Dort College trailed early in set number one, got down 9-3, and were still down at 17-14. They eventually tied it at 18-18. scored 5 points in a row to go, 6 points in a row, beg your pardon, to go from down 19-18 to up 24-19, and they go on to win set one, 25-22. Lindsey Flohn getting the last 5 points of the set with five straight kills. For the Dort College defenders in set number two, a set they probably didn't deserve to win. Got down as many as 22-17, and we're still down five at 23-18. When Selene Hahn went to the service area, Dort College proceeded to score the next 7 points in a row. They win set two, 25-23, and set four, Dort College trailed early at 3-2, but never trailed after tying it at 4-4. It was tied at 14-14, but a Danae Gales kill unlocked that tie to make it 15-14, and the defenders went on to win it 25-22. Dort College defenders improved to 19-7 for the season, 9-1 in the GPAC. Mount Marty falls to 1-10 and 5-18. Next up for the defenders, they'll go on the road to Buena Vista. I beg your pardon, they'll be at home with Buena Vista on Friday. They go on the road on Saturday as they face the Hastings College Broncos in GPAC play Saturday afternoon. So that next GPAC volleyball match, a critical one for the Dort College defenders, as they try to keep pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball title chase. With the win this evening, Dort College 9-1. Hastings is currently 10-0. Dort College is two games clear right now of Doan and Midland. They're both 7-3. Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan 5-4 and 4-4 respectively. Then it drops off to Concordia at 4-7. Morningside 3-7. Briar Cliff 3-8. Dakota Wesleyan 1-7. And Mount Marty now 1-10 in GPAC volleyball play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Unofficially tonight, I have Lindsey Flohn leading Dort College with 10 kills. 7 kills for Loy Saar, as well as Danae Gales. 5 kills for Megan Krausman. 5 kills for Caitlin Sculler. For the Mount Marty Lancers, Amanda Dirksen with 11 kills unofficially. 7 for Kristen Boyle. 4 each for Bailey Kutchta and Katie Langscheid. And 4 as well for Lexi Branson. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to wrap things up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Chet Hansen has made his way up into the rafters here in the Crow's Nest at the Laddie Semple Arena. And, Coach, wasn't always pretty, but your team found a way to win sets one and two, and set two probably especially when you're down, I believe it was 23-18 at one point. You score seven in a row to finish that one out. You look back and you say, maybe we don't deserve to win that one, but you make the plays down the stretch and you end up winning it. And felt like that was the difference, obviously, between going three or four this evening.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. The neat thing for me is, again, to see the character of the team collectively surface at pressure moments. 23 stayed on their scoreboard for a long, long time in that second set. And we never want to see a team get to 23 points before we do. But when they do, how do we respond? And I like how we respond. I love how we came back. Selene Hahn got back there and just nailed some great serves. Really came strong in that second set and finished us out in a wonderful way.
Lindsey Flohn, if I remember correctly, also she had, I believe, the last five kills in set one. That was when you were tied 19-19. I kept a running tally. She scored the last 5 points for you in that set. She got rolling, and she had some critical kills this evening.
Yeah, Lindsey really did. What we continued to talk with Loy and Lindsey about was being up and available in transition. And I know Lindsay got a lot of neat looks and different routes that she was running. Kayla continued to connect with her, finding her the right type of set. And Lindsay, I've always said this, Lindsay's a smart player, knowing that she doesn't have to rip the ball and put a lot of heat on it to score. She just needs to put the ball down, and she'll mix it up in great ways. And I didn't know she had that many sequence of points there to finish out that first set. But that's why she's in our starting lineup.
You get the win this evening, but there are still some things that you can work on tomorrow when you get back into the practice, into your practice sessions, and you're going to have to you will use those wisely tomorrow and Thursday because it's a busy weekend for your team.
Yeah, for sure. The next 2 days, we are really gearing up for a busy weekend. That's one reason I wanted to have a tournament this past weekend, was to help prepare us and remind us of that sort of preseason busy weekend feeling. I know it comes in the midst of a busy academic semester, but for us to be able to play through some pressure moments is exactly what we'll need to do to finish out the pressure moments of our conference schedule and the first round of the conference tournament. Friday night, Buena Vista coming up for us, and then on the road trip to Hastings. The next 2 days are really important, and we're going to be smoothing through our various system work, offensively, defensively, and hopefully preparing in a great way for a home match Friday night.
Coach, I will let you go. Grab a post-game meal and drive safely back to Sioux Center.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
That is Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for a broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball. Once again, the Defenders win in three, 25-22, 25-23, and 25-22. Next broadcast, Friday night, Dort College versus Buena Vista. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Earlier today, soccer, Dort College women lose 2-0 to Briarcliff. Dort College men win 5-0. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.